Let us remember that we are in the holy presence of God. I hear this 7 times a day, 5 days a week. At St. Mary's College High School, every class starts with a prayer. This unfamiliar practice used to irritate me every day, a pointless ritual that wasted time and turned students into mindless robots. As a freshman, I pointedly looked bored or stared ahead defiantly, hoping to scandalize the teacher. Before St. Mary's, I didn't have much contact with religion. Christmas was about presents, carols, and Santa. Easter was about eggs and candy. But my family's lack of religion didn't mean a lack of values. I was taught to treat others with respect and kindness through example. No holy book required. My secular middle school emphasized helping others. In my mind, religious meant uneducated, childish, and bigoted. I associated it with people like Pat Robertson, who use religion to condemn, rather than Martin Luther King, who used it to inspire. It wasn't until my junior year that I considered the benefits of prayer. I started to really listen, and I began to see what it was all about. In the middle of prayer, the leader will ask, "Are there any intentions?" Meaning, are there any special prayers? Some prayers are silly and shallow, but others make me realize that my classmates think more about other people than I would have guessed. I've heard prayers for the victims of natural disasters, the unemployed, and the homeless. I've heard prayers of gratitude for health, family, and opportunities. Whether you call it prayer, meditation, or mindfulness, having us devote 5 minutes of class to looking outward instead of in and being grateful for what we have is not the waste of time I used to think it was. I'm still an atheist, but even after I graduate from St. Mary's, you'll still find me asking myself, are there any intentions? With a perspective, I'm Zoe Renauer.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.